Thank you for registering for a virtual simulated office oral exam. In this video, you will learn about the following: how to complete the system readiness check, how to log in and start your exam session and move through the exam, how to adjust the settings, and how to log off at the end of your exam. It is important to test your computer and internet connection ahead of time to ensure your setup is appropriate. You must complete checks in the same location and using the same PC or laptop you will be using to take your exam. To ensure your device meets the specifications, please complete the system readiness check ahead of time. We suggest you do this as soon as possible, and again at least twice in the days leading up to your examination. On the day of the exam, repeat the Amazon Chime readiness checker on the browsers that you have on your computer. The system readiness check can be found if you Google Chime readiness checker. Click the Check My Device button. Allow Chime to use your microphone and your camera. After you follow the on-screen instructions, you should see a completion screen with zero errors. If you encounter any errors in the check, please review your setup and run the test again. Once the test is completed, simply close the browser window. There is no need to download Chime at the end of the test. Now we will see how to log in, start the session, and move through the exam. 5 days before your scheduled start time, you will receive an email from the College of Family Physicians of Canada with your unique exam ID and password, as well as a link to the exam delivery platform, Practique. Make sure you log in precisely at your instructed time. The link in the email will open your internet browser, which should be Chrome, Firefox, or Safari, and take you to a login page. If you would like to change the language to French, click the icon in the top left corner. After that, enter the provided ID and password. Both the ID and the password are case sensitive, so make sure you enter them exactly as provided. Once you've successfully logged on, you will see the exam downloading to your device. When the download is complete, you will see a holding screen until the scheduled start time. The exam will begin from this screen when the administrator starts it for everyone. There is no need for you to refresh the screen or do anything else. Just wait, and the exam will launch automatically. If you need technical support, please use the chat button. Once the exam is launched, your video image and the examiner's video image are displayed side by side. Each SU station is divided into three parts: reading time, to familiarize yourself with instructions and the SU information; administration time, which will cover the actual patient encounter; marking time for the examiner, which is rest time for you. Before the start of your first SU station, an examination proctor will check your government-issued identification, and you will have time to familiarize yourself with the shared resources. Please note that the timer will not be available during the ID verification time. The countdown clock will appear when reading time starts. A countdown clock at the top left of your screen displays the total combined remaining time for all three parts of the station. A separate yellow ribbon displays a second, different countdown clock, only for the part of the SU you are in at the moment. This clock resets and counts down the time left for reading and the time left for the interaction with the examiner. This clock resets and counts down the time left for the reading and the time left for the interaction with the examiner. This ribbon is important for you to monitor, especially during the interaction with the examiner and the encounter with the patient. The time remaining for marking is only displayed on the main countdown clock on the top left of the screen. A blue box will show you the patient's name, and the space underneath will hold some documents you should review, such as instructions to the candidate and candidate code of conduct. To open or make these documents easier to read, please double-click on them. The documents can be enlarged if you double-click a second time. Your camera and microphone need to remain on at all times. Please do not disconnect them in the settings or in any other way. At the top of the screen, you will find an option for visually impaired users to adjust the color settings. The duration of each station is set for all candidates, and you will not be able to advance to the next station manually if you finish the current one early. Please stay in the same screen, and you will be transferred to the next station automatically. At the end of your fifth SU patient encounter, simply click the Submit Exam button. So to summarize, be on the lookout for the email with the link to Practique and your exam ID and password. you should receive it 5 days prior to your exam. Use the information and link in the email to log into your exam precisely at the scheduled exam time. You will see a holding screen when you log in, and from there you will be transitioned into the exam. Do not refresh the browser or navigate away from this screen. Use the chat button to access technical support if needed. You'll be moved to your next SU station at the right time automatically. Please do not disconnect your camera or your microphone at any point during the exam. Adjust the settings if necessary. When you finish the last patient encounter, click Submit the Exam and close your browser. Additional details about the administration of the exam are covered in our video, What to Expect on the Exam Day. Good luck! And if you need any additional information, please don't hesitate to contact us at ccfpexam@cfpc.ca.